And speaking of sports, speaking of college football.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's never good when this happens. A 71-year-old Iowa City man, and that's Iowa City, Iowa, mm-hmm. in case you got it confused with Iowa City, New Hampshire.
Right.
Faces charges after allegedly jumping onto the Kinnick Stadium playing field, that would be the home of the University of Iowa Hawkeyes, before spitting in an officer's face following Saturday's University of Iowa football game.
Huh.
The
spitting in the face would have gotten him in enough trouble.
Yeah, you're supposed to stay off the field, and right. you know, at Kyle Field they have a you know.
Yeah, don't you have a
ring of protective security to keep people off the field while the teams are still on the field? Now, the
right.
cool thing about Kyle Field now is that after the teams leave the field, it's fair game. And
that's
they
right.
and they let the
kids
let,
out there
and I think that
playing
is,
ball. And
I think
all
that is fantastic because
that's right.
because and the reason why is I was 7 years old and my mom and dad, who both graduated from Texas A&M, brought me down here, and it was in the summertime, and of course that was when they still had AstroTurf, and it was, you know, the field was just open. It was just open. And so at 7 years old, I was able to walk the entire length of Kyle Field right down the middle of the field. And I was just,
wow.
I was just slack-jawed. I mean, it is burned into my mind to this day. And that was, gosh, nearly 30 years ago. So, you know, I am all for this. But until the teams leave the field, you can't get on the field. And if you're a cheerleader from a small private school in Dallas, you're not supposed to get on the field. And then you get rolled by another cheerleader when you pull your stats, and a whole other story for a whole other time. We won't talk about that right now.
What year would that have been?
1980. Are you talking about when I walked or when the SMU incident happened?
No, when you walked.
82 or 3, somewhere in there. 1982, 1983, something
I
like
see.
That. So,
okay. Golly. And did they look at you and say, one day he'll be the voice of this place?
Yeah. My mom reminds me of that periodically. You know,
yeah.
Who knew?
That's
but,
right. He'll be up there behind that black glass one
hey,
day.
Hey, I've told my dad before, for what it's worth, people say what they want about me. For what it's worth, I get to call high school football games on Friday. I get to sit and watch college football games on Saturday. And I've told my dad before, if it was anybody else in the world, I'd say there's no justice. So,
yeah.
You know, but I get to do it, and I'm just as tickled as I can be to able to do that. So back to the story at University of Iowa. This guy's name is James Knapp. He told a local newspaper on Sunday, "I was attempting to leave the stadium by a route I take every game. By hopping." He's 71, remember.
"By hopping over the wall near midfield and walking along the sideline to head upstairs near the end zone."
Said when he attempted to step over the fence, he was pulled down on the ground by a security worker, oops, before being flattened by another security person. He did admit to the spitting, but only as a response to being hit with flying spittle from a security person who was screaming in his face. I'm wondering, now this says it was an officer,
uh-huh.
but I'm wondering if this was not, the paid unarmed security if that you see from time to time, you know.
Yeah. Part-time mall cop.
Mm-hmm. If the, Tom Turbyville. so I'm just wondering if that was what that was about. But,
yes. But spittle is not allowed.
No, you don't.
Who the spittle is directed to.
You don't
to.
Ever want that. So
yeah.
can you keep it where it's supposed to be.
Hey, don't you have an announcement about keeping off the field until the team or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's, it's very friendly. It's worded in a very friendly way.
Right.
It says the playing field will be accessible as soon as the teams have cleared the field.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And
I hope you don't have to add it. Please don't spit on police officers.
Yeah, well, so far we have not had to add that. And,
right, good.
You know, it's pretty much implied, I think.
Yeah, I think so, with everything else.
Yeah.
The, you know, can't bring in umbrellas, things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Don't bring umbrellas and
no spittle.
But at least you can bring a bottle of water. So
yeah,
that's a plus,
mm-hmm.
and very much needed, certainly in this last game. You can go online now to
people cramping in the stands. I don't know if you saw that. It was part of the problem, yeah.
Oh, man. EMS was hopping.
Oh, yeah.
Just hopping.
That's right, yeah.
You can go online right now to WTAW.com, and I've got this posted if you go to the Infomaniacs tab. Now, wait until you get to your office. Don't try to do this. In fact, go ahead and wait until after 9, but we'll tell you about it now. The National Park Service has released some Washington Monument security footage from last month's D.C. earthquake. It goes from a park ranger texting to full-on panic in just about 10 seconds, including the one gentleman who it looked like he shoves a woman out of the way. or perhaps a parent holding a child. It was someone with a child, and you just see somebody just kind of nudge them to the side so he could go down the stairs first. So, you know, keep it classy in a panicky situation.
Yeah.
Washington Monument, of course, cracked by the 5.8 magnitude quake, and the elevator was also damaged. It's still closed, by the way.
Yeah.
And again, that video is on our website right now. You can go to the Infomaniacs page on WTAW.com.
It was a scary looking video.
Well, yeah, because
really
again, it just starts shaking, man.
It goes from
zero to full on shaking in no time flat.
Yeah, because you're talking about, you know, from the inside wall to the inside wall, about a distance of, what, about 4 feet?
I don't know. I've never been inside.
Going down the spiral. Well, that's what it looked like on the video.
It's pretty tight.
Yeah. It wasn't a lot of room for wingspan. How about that?
Yeah. So. Well, I've been up the San Jacinto Monument, which is probably something similar as far as space, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
it's bigger, actually. It's bigger than Washington Monument.
Oh, really? So, wow.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Well, Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it had to be. Come on, Texas. I mean, everybody knows that San Jacinto, what happened at San Jacinto is infinitely more important than what goes on in Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, if you're looking forward to Amazon coming out with their new tablet, it was introduced in New York, or it will be introduced in New York tomorrow. Plenty of folks are expecting the company to introduce its long-rumored tablet, reportedly called the Kindle Fire. It will have a 7-inch color screen. You have to say it like that, by the way. It will have a 7-inch color screen running the Android operating system, although it will not look like other Android devices. So if you're waiting on Amazon to come out with a tablet, there you are. They could do it as early as tomorrow. And just in case you needed another reason to get out of bed this morning, to get going, to get on your way, Monopoly is back at McDonald's.
Yay!
Nearly 14,000 U.S. restaurants, now in its 19th cycle. Of course, it gives you a chance to win prizes when you purchase an item from McDonald's, and you do the little peel thing, the little sticker, and you've got the, I don't know if they still do the board or not, but you look for the little quick match thing and all this other kind of stuff. I would think this is probably second only in popularity to the McRib, which has a cult-like following, if you know anybody. I mean, one of the most dangerous places you can be in the world is between a mother bear and her cub. I've often said between a grandparent and a grandchild, especially a new baby grandchild, it's dangerous to get between the two of them, and between a McDonald's McRib fan when the McRib comes back out. It is so dangerous. You put yourself in a high level of peril if you get between them and a McRib. They will mow you down, given the opportunity.